Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we have a very brief report. The information, most of the information, I think, was passed around this morning for the standardized bycatch reporting methodology. And it's under, anything else is under tab 11 in the binder. Basically, Mr. Chairman, the FMAT has met once since the last council meeting, and the committee met yesterday here, previous to the council meeting, and smoothened out the process some, took into consideration some of the points from public comment, and reformed the recommendations to the council. Actually, I don't think there is no action to be taken by the council at this time. There is going to be this scheduled meeting before the June council meeting, and then I think the committee will be ready to come forward and with the assistance of capable staff, Mike, I would be willing to answer any questions that the council has at this time. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mike, would you mind giving a quick thumbnail sketch of what did happen yesterday? We did have a committee meeting yesterday on the SBRM.
Sure. Started off with a presentation on that provided an overview of the updates and revisions to the SBRM amendment that have been in the works since the September council meetings, at which the draft SBRM amendment was approved for public hearing. And a lot of those changes and updates stem directly from the comments we received during the public review phase and the public hearings we had in October or November, December of last year. And the SBRM FMAT has met a couple of times since then to discuss the comments and discuss the issues that we're trying to finalize. So I came before the committee yesterday and gave a presentation that provided that overview. There were several supplemental documents that described some new alternatives, new issues that needed to be addressed. And the committee worked through all of those documents and has developed, preliminary preferred alternatives for all of the issues that are currently in the SBRM amendment. And my direction is to go back and incorporate those issues fully into the document, reflecting the committee's preferred alternatives at this point, clarify and clean up the document based on a lot of the comments we received during the public hearing phase, finalize the NEPA and applicable laws sections of the document, and come back to the committee in June with a final draft of the document for the committee's review. And at that point, I'm hopeful that the committee will be able to recommend to the two councils that they adopt the document and approve it for submission. And then at the two June meetings, first the mid, and then here for New England, the committee would present its recommendations for approving and forwarding the SBRM amendment on to the agency for the Magnuson Act review and implementation phase.
Any questions for Dana or Mike? Paul Howard.
Mike, with the annual catch limits, they're not annual landing limits, they're annual catch, which means we need discard information in a timely manner. And one of the things I've been most concerned about is a report, whether it be, quarterly, semi-annual, annual, and what is the timing on when those reporting issues as far as timeliness of reports for bycatch information? When will that decision be made?
In February, the New England Council voted to incorporate into the amendment an alternative for a semi-annual discard report. And that was presented to the committee yesterday. And the committee agreed to retain that issue as a preferred alternative at this point, but revised the frequency of the reports to be an annual discard report. So that would come to the council in June as a recommendation of the committee for an annual discard report, which is an alternative to the semi-annual discard report. And then also the committee agreed that we would add to the regulations the framework provisions of all FMPs this idea of a discard report, so that the frequency of a discard report for a particular FMP could be modified at the council's request through a framework or annual adjustment, depending on what the council actually finally approves in June.
Any other comments or questions? Okay. Well, Jim Roll.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Paul raises an issue, and I think Mike answered it correctly, and I hope not confusing the issue, but I think what the committee's intention yesterday was that the entire report not be done on a semi-annual basis because there's so many stocks that are not relevant or not important. This provides a flexibility for each council to say this is a stock, an FMP, that does need timely information and minimize that time to something less than 1 year. So it provides the flexibility for the FMPs once that authority was developed, for species-specific requirements to be considered. And that was, I believe, that was the intent of the committee there yesterday. It was just that there was a lot of the information that was not going to be useful or necessary and cost benefit to generate that was exceptionally high, whereas it could be utilized on a FMP basis to provide that information. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Okay. Unless there's any other comments, we'll break for lunch. Be back at 1 o'clock. Okay, if everybody could take their seats, please. Go to the 1 o'clock agenda item, the summary of regional MS.